Please close your eyes and get ready for the adventure that lies ahead of you.
Hey, you're back. Oh, this? I just got some snow all over my jacket. I just can't get it all off of me fast enough. It's freezing.
I know, I wasn't expecting snow this year either, but here we are.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. Let's get out of this cold weather. I just made some hot chocolate, still hot, on the stove. Let's go get you some.
Due to financial, social, and political situations.
What?
Christmas has had to be cancelled this year.
Let me turn it up.
The Prime Minister has forced all shops to close early in December to avoid the Christmas shopping rush. There have been no further plans to reinstate Christmas as a national holiday. Children and adults will be carrying out their daily routine on the 25th of December, from now on.
Now that I think about it, didn't the VP say something about get your shopping done now, but like in October? I wonder if this has anything to do with that. Well, good thing we came in when we did. That sounds like a hailstorm. Anywho, here's that hot chocolate I promised you. Be careful, it might be a little hot.
So let's get to your December 2021 reading, okay? How was November? Yeah, we talked about that. Okay, here we have the Queen of Cups. So you've mastered your emotions, I see. You know exactly when and where to use them, how they fit best for you, and what situation. I'm proud of you. I'm really proud of you. And here we have the Ten of Cups. So your family life is going well. Or perhaps you mastering your emotions have led to you being a little bit more happy in your day-to-day life. The reunion that you wanted showed up. The reconciliation that you decided showed up. It happened. So what are we looking for as we move into December, now that you've settled yourself and you've caught up and I'm just a miraculous change? We have the Hermit in reverse. Ah, I see. You've been out and about. We have the Six of Cups in reverse. But you're afraid of something. The Hermit reverse, paired with the Six of Cups in reverse. Growing up, the real world, fear of letting go of the situation that you once held deeply onto so much. You're like, my life is good. But a Six of Swords. You have to let go. You have to say goodbye to the life that you used to live. And I guess Some may say that's easy considering all that you have now, but you're sentimental. You know? Just because you've mastered your emotions doesn't make dealing with them now any easier. You're saying goodbye to a chapter. Closing one out. And in this month. You are ushering in a new season of your life. What's in December 2021? How do you want to end this year? We have the World card. Funny, huh? You're traveling on to new places. You are finding where you belong in this world. This is a beautiful story of you coming into your own. You should be happy that you've released the past, released that old version of you when you were alone and, you know, disconnected, withdrawn. Now it is about balance. We have the Six of Pentacles in reverse. Be wary of the money that you bring in this month. Be wary of scams and people not really valuing you as you now know that you are. You know, perhaps you're worried about your money and how your money is going to affect your future, where you're going next. But don't worry about it too much, because the Ace of Wands paired with the Knight of Pentacles says you've hopped right back on that horse, I see, of your passions and your new ideas, and you're crafty like that, you know? You will always find a way to make things work. You're highly adaptable in that manner, you know? You will meet someone who will help and assist you in your finances. This person will spark your interest, pique your interest in a way, and I think this person might be some sort of a muse or inspiration into you getting your finances together. Or rather, if you are in a position where someone is messing with your money, this person will say, hey, absolutely not. Don't you see how talented this person is? Don't you see how amazing this person is? You're not gonna mess over her or him. Save your money if you can. You're gonna get a lot of it. But don't be greedy. Be wary of gifts that people are asking for, strings attached with. Don't get yourself in a situation where your power is being taken away from you. If you need to, let's review that Aries full moon video of holding on to your power. What else is in December for us? You know, that Six of Cups in reverse is really speaking to me. And the cards. Oh, look what I just pulled out. The Four of Wands. Unity. Marriage. Deep connection. In December.
I think that there is a good chance that you will find someone, perhaps this Knight of Pentacles person, who will charm you and provide for you in a way in which you develop a really nice connection. But like I said, the Six of Cups was bothering me right when this card came out, and I can't help but think that just as you let go of this person from the past, they show up with a proposal of the sorts. And I don't mean like specifically a marriage proposal, but like, hey, like, do you want to get together type of situation, you know? But I like the fact that in that moment, that Six of Cups in reverse was paired with that five. I'm sorry, that Six of Swords. You know, it's ushering you focusing on your future, you moving forward because your maturity and your growth in the world is offering you abundance of opportunity, success. You're achieving your goals. You've grown up. Clarify this Four of Wands for me. Is this a love connection, or is this a person from the past? What is happening here? Oh, you guys will never believe what just fell out. Popped out super fast and landed next to the Hermit and the Ten of Cups. The Hermit in reverse, that is. We have the Fool in reverse. Don't let this this unity, this proposal, be one that is distracting you of your goals. I have the Devil reverse and the Death card, the Page of Wands, the Four of Pentacles, King of Swords. So to me, this looks like you've already disconnected from this bond once before. And quite a bond was it. Such a bond that it transformed you into, you know, becoming a person that needed to search for their creativity again, search for their passion again. And once you've found it, it's very important that you hold on to it. The King of Swords says to me that this person has a way with words. This person knows you better than you think. The Strength card is next. But I think that you're stronger. And you've worked so hard. Eight of Pentacles to have the Nine of Cups. To have all that you wanted, you've come so far. So just because this person is seeing you doing well, do not be reckless. Do not be stupid. That's the easiest way for me to say this to you. We have the Six of Wands. Remember your pride, your value. Ace of Pentacles in reverse.
They must be proud of you, exactly as you are. How smart you are, how beautiful you are, how talented you are. They have to take you as you are, no questions asked. You remember yourself. If this person does not put you on a pedestal, does not see your value, see your worth, see your strength, let them go for good.
You are the star. This is your card. As the star, you are surrounded by water. Remember that Queen of Cups interview that you started the month out with, that you ended off November with. You carry the water with you. You're not afraid of vulnerability. You're not afraid of being who you are. You're not afraid of carrying the weight of the femininity, the feminine energy. You have a divine purpose. And what is being told to me here, that this person that you wanted so bad returning, that's your final test, because you've succeeded so far past the finish line. It's like a trick card at the end that says, are you going to go back 10 spaces? Or do you succeed? And you realize that you have always been the star, and you claim your rightful place as the star. And you reap the benefits of being the star. This month is about you flourishing and you finding love and connection. But also, this is the ultimate test of the self. You're putting all that you have now into practice. All that you've learned into practice. And I'm so proud of you. So proud of how we've become. But like I said, that Fool card in reverse is staring at me deeply. This is the Devil in reverse. Compared with the Death card, you've been through this. You've released this bond. We've transformed beyond this. Remember your value. Remember your pride. I mean, not your pride. Remember your honor, your legacy. Remember that riding in on that horse is about well-deserved accomplishments. It's not about how bad you can fight your feelings, hide your feelings. It's about standing ground on what you believe and what you feel. Listen to yourself. I know you guys have a hard time. You feel something, you think something originally. You get in Google Gaga land, hello Pisces people, replacements, and then you forget all about it. If you do fall off the wagon when it comes to your money, just know it'll come right back to you. As long as you are operating from that feminine, divine feminine energy of being open and receiving. The minute you close up is the minute that it all closes up for you. I will see you guys in 2022. Happy holidays. Love yous.